It's Monday, March 5th, 2012. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
It's a music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
Yes, yeah.
Oh man, that's a cool song. Really cool song, right? That's such a crazy cool song. That's a band from right here in Brooklyn, New York. They're called Battles. That was the song Ice Cream. It's from their newest album called Gloss Drop. And I was sort of late to come to Battles because I heard them and their last album, I just found it kind of intolerable. Like I just couldn't really stand it. And here's just a taste of what the whole album sounds like. Yeah, so it makes my mind hurt, you know, just I can't take more than like 30 seconds of it. Anyway, the new album, this Gloss Drop record, it's still got a lot of that on it, and I can't take it for, I don't ever really just want to listen to the whole thing all the way through. But that song, that Ice Cream song, it's so crazy and cool. I love it. And maybe it's because it's got this, it's featuring Matias Agayo, whoever that is. maybe he's the secret to making it good, but I don't know, because I listened to some of his music and I thought it sucked. So, who knows? It's a mystery why this new record has that fantastic song on it. But that song, Ice Cream, really good. Man, a lot's happened. I haven't made any shows in a while. Sorry about that, but I got a whole new website. So the website's all redesigned. Episodes are a lot cleaner. Now when you go and look at the website, big art, you know, it's kind of cool. You got the embedded fonts, so it's like nice looking. It's pretty neat. I'm proud of the site. It's coming along. I improved the search. Now just uses a Google search for the site instead of using the weird CMS search that I had been using that kind of sucked. So anyway, you know, I'm happy with the site. Go check that out for sure. I took away comments, by the way. No one really used them anyway. So, and it was just crappy. So I got rid of the comments. So if you want to comment now, just do it on Facebook or send me an email. I don't care. Whatever. So yeah, new music. Here's something cool. Air, one of my favorite bands, Air from France. They got a new record. It just came out. It's called Le Voyage dans la Lune. I think it probably means like the voyage to the moon, if I'm just guessing. But they released a single, or a couple singles for it before the album came out really recently. And the first one they released was Parade. Really great song. So we're going to hear that one now. And then later in the show, I'm going to play another song off the album that's great, but it's like the kind of song you'd want to use at the end of an episode. So I'm going to put it there instead of right now. Okay, here we go. Air from France right now on The Sounds of My Head.
To the moon, as imagined in 1902. It was a feat which must have seemed a long way off back then, but this film was way ahead of its time. A trip to the moon was devised by one of the world's first filmmakers, Georges Méliès. He was known as the Cinemagician, a daring creator, an inventor famous for pushing the boundaries of technology and narrative. This was the first science fiction movie ever. Now it's been restored in a 12-year-long project. And to bring it right into the 21st century, it also has a specially composed soundtrack by the French band Air.
I want to pass the message to everyone, say, look, this thing is great and you're going to have fun if you look at it. It's not boring, it's not something from a museum.
Air are best known for their massively successful debut album, Moon Safari. No connection with this project, despite the name.
Oh man, great stuff right there. Tennis is the name of the band. They're from Denver, Colorado. I think it's just a couple people and they're really good what they do. I gotta say that this album's even better than their last. It's called Young and Old, and we just heard two songs from it. We heard Origins and Dreaming, both super great songs from that there. Tennis, really good. Kind of reminds me of 60s girl groups and things. All the things I love come together for this new Tennis record. Check it out if you like those two tracks. Speaking of things I love a whole lot, always been a big fan of the band from Stockholm, Sweden. They're called Club 8. Always love Swedish pop, obviously, and Club 8's like an old school standard of Swedish pop. They're really good. They've always had kind of a very delicate sound, and it's always been very gentle and stuff. And they've got this new album that came out last year called The People's Record. And man, it's so cool. It's kind of evolved a bit because it doesn't sound as much like their old stuff. I mean, her voice is still pretty distinct, but it's got this Afropop guitar thing, the kind of sound that I love so much. They got that in there. It's really cool. So we're going to hear a couple tracks. First, we're going to hear Western Hospitality. Then we're going to hear Isn't That Great? And both are from The People's Record, and the whole thing is really good. It's like a 4 and 5 star only kind of record. So check it out. If you like these two songs, definitely pick up the whole People's Record by Club 8 because it's just so super good. All right, here we go. Club 8, Western Hospitality, and then Isn't That Great? Right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Ha ha! stands. Girl at the window, covered in ashes, smiles grotesquely in the light of the day, singing in German, the cold summer warning, but I can't remember what I meant to say.
Michigan. Anyway, eventually the winner did emerge, and it was one Willard Mittinghouse Romney. Real Cinderella story of a 100 millionaire coming out of everywhere to barely squeak past a crazy person in his own in his own home state. Of course, Rick Santorum's party, after losing, was a bit more subdued. He has earned, though, through the recent primary results, a strong measure of our respect, admiration, forged in the heat of a difficult campaign. It allows Rick Santorum to rise above the callow barbs that had once stemmed from a childish web meme associating his good name with what can only be described as frothy ass juice. Tonight, and that will not come back. Tonight, sir, is your night of triumph.
To the people of Michigan, you know, we came into the backyard of one of my opponents.
Kind sir, why must you taunt us? We are desperately trying here.
That's how America works best, from the bottom up, and building a great America from the bottom up, a free society from the bottom up. And that's the solutions that we're going to propose for America, the bottom up.
Tonight, Mitt Romney may have come out on top of us, but we will stay in and not heed the calls to pull out. Fueled by your spunk, it's on to Super Tuesday, where we will toss that man salad from Ohio to Tennessee.
All right, so before the last two excellent songs you heard, we heard a song by a band from Brooklyn, New York. They're called Chairlift, and they got a new album. It's called Something, and that song we heard, Something Else, that song. It's a great song. I really like it a lot. Better than most of the stuff on the record, I think, but that song, real standout. I don't know how you say it. It's a long word. It's not a real word. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to pronounce it, and I'm not going to try because, as I like to say, I'd rather be a quitter than a failure. It's one of my guiding principles in life. Anyway, the stuff we just heard, though, two songs, really good. They're by a band from Seattle, Washington, called Youth Lagoon, and the two tracks we heard were Afternoon and then Daydream, and both are from their debut album, The Year of Hibernation, and it's so great. It's a great album, everything on it, 4 or 5 stars, it's really good. So if you liked those two tracks, definitely check out the whole thing. It is superb, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of Perfume Genius, who I'm going to play next. I played him towards the end of last year. I played a cut off his first album, and now I'm going to play a couple songs off his new second album. The second album is called Put Your Back Into It, and boy, is it an interesting record, I got to say. It's really good, and we're going to hear two songs. First is my favorite, of course. It's called Hood. It's really good. The worst thing about the song, that's short, and then the really, really awesome part of the song is only like the last 20 seconds. And you're kind of like, oh, is that it? Couldn't you have just done that for another 2 minutes? I really liked that part. And they don't, because it's just very, very short song. And so after that, we're going to hear a song called Floating Spit. Both are great songs. And like Youth Lagoon, it's a little bit atmospheric or something. It's kind of lots of slow builds and things. It's really cool. And the whole record, this Perfume Genius, it works a lot better as a record than as just individual tracks. It's just like one long kind of moody thing, and it's really cool. So if you like these two songs, definitely check out the whole thing. Okay, Perfume Genius right here with Hood and Floating Spit. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
You would never call me baby if you knew.
Yes, sir. And now for something completely different.
Oh boy, do I like that song. That is Rostam. That's otherwise known as the keyboardist from Vampire Weekend, Rostam. I think he writes a lot of the music for Vampire Weekend as well. And he's got sort of a side project, and he just goes by Rostam when he's doing that. And it's really great stuff. That song was called Don't Let It Get to You, and it's he released it as a single. You can get that on iTunes. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website, which is all new, as I mentioned, at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, Air, again, as promised. We're going to hear one more track off their new record. It's called Moon Fever is the name of the song. It's so great. Kind of reminds me a little bit of some riffs from a very early Fatboy Slim record, or maybe it reminds me of something off DJ Shadow's Introducing. I'm not sure, but either way, I love both those records, and I love this song too. The whole album, by the way. Did I mention how good this Air record is? It's really good. It's almost all 4-star songs, and then there's occasionally these 5-star songs that kind of creep up on you, but the whole thing, it's really good. So if you like this, definitely gonna like everything else on the Le Voyage dans la Luna. Here we go. Air, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Astronomic Club by Air. I also talked over Posters by Youth Lagoon and Lava and Cosmic Trip, both also by Air. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave feedback on the wall at The Sounds in My Head's Facebook page or send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.